Good morning.
大家早。
Situated here.
那我先把位置安排好。
Yeah, well, let's pray.
让我们先一起祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for the stillness, your sweet presence, Jesus.
早晨为你安静甘甜的同在，我们感谢你。
And God, I just pray that you would help us to keep in step with the desires of the Spirit this morning.
早晨让我们与圣灵同步。
God, that we wouldn't be impatient.
让我们能够有耐心。
We wouldn't rush ahead or lag behind.
不叫我们跑在你的前头，或是落在你的后面。
God, I just pray that you would help my heart just to deliver this word in the way that it should be.
求你指教我的心，让我按照你所愿意的来释放你的话语。
And we just take authority over every distraction.
我们奉主的名捆绑所有的搅扰。
Every stray thought.
所有游荡的心思。
Every fleshly judgment.
所有肉体中的那些论断。
We just bind those things up right now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名捆绑这一切。
And God, we open our heart.
主，你开我们的心。
And open our mind to all that you want to speak to us this morning.
启示我们，让我们能够明白早晨你要我们所明白。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bible.
早晨各位，若是有你的圣经。
Turn to Matthew 2 and 3.
请。
Matthew 8, 2 and 3.
请翻到马太福音第八章第二、第三节。
And behold, a leper came and worshipped him.
有一个长大麻风的来拜他说。
Saying, Lord, if you are willing.
你若肯。
You can make me clean.
必能叫我洁净了。
Jesus put out his hand.
耶稣就伸手摸他。
And touched him.
摸着他。
Saying, I am willing.
说我肯。
Be cleansed.
你洁净了吧。
Immediately.
立刻。
His leprosy was cleansed.
他的大麻风就好
了。The last time we were here together in the combined meeting when I spoke,
上一次当我们一起合并聚会的时候
I shared on this passage,
我跟大家分享的就是这一段经文
about God's abundant willingness,
讲到神他那个丰富的愿意
to heal whatever's wrong in our life,
愿意医治我们生命中任何出问题的地方
You know, sometimes when we have a need in our life,
很多时候呢，我们生命中是有需要的。
We get kind of pessimistic.
但是呢，我们变得蛮悲观的或消极的。
Our mind runs to the exception.
我们的心思总是想到那个例外的状况。
All the stories of those people that we might know that didn't receive from God.
想到那些我们所认识人当中，他们没有得到神的恩典的。
Rather than our heart and faith.
而不是用我们的心在信心上面。
Trusting in.The repeated prevailing blessings of God to heal His people.
能够说信任说神是一再不断的来医治他的百姓。
It is the exception.
是少数的例外。
It is a rarity.
是少数的。
That God doesn't heal His people.
只有在少数的例外的光景之下，神没有医治人。
When we put our faith properly in Jesus Christ,
但是当我们的信心真的是合适的放在耶稣身上的时候，
It is the prevailing rule.
这是主运作的大原则。
That He answers,
就是他回答。
That He saves,
他也拯救。
That He helps His people, Amen.
他愿意帮助他的百姓的，不是吗？
Over and over, when you look through the testimony of Jesus Christ,
你若是看耶稣基督在圣经里他的行为，一再的他所做的。
He healed everyone that was sick.
他一再的医治所有有疾病的，
Amen?
不是吗？
As far as the Scripture is concerned,
就着我们所读的圣经而言，
it is the exception,
只有在例外的状况，
and not the rule,
而不是主做事的一般原则。
That we do not receive a healing.
你看到说有的时候有人没有得医。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
各位明白我的意思吗？
If we are thinking otherwise this morning,
若是今天早晨我们的认识不是这样，
it's because we're not thinking like the Bible thinks.
那是因为我们的思维方式跟圣经不同。
Matthew 4:23. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. Matthew 12:15. He healed them all. Psalms 103:1-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who heals all your diseases. Amen.
Amen.
Do you need a healing touch from Jesus this morning? Jesus is willing to help us. Jesus is willing to heal us. Amen.
Amen.
If we will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ the way He asked us to believe in Him, He will heal us, help us, save us, deliver us.
Amen.
God is not a man. God is not like men who lie.
神不是个人, 他不像人一样,
God keeps His word and God heals.
神信守诺言,
The question, you guys, is not if God is willing. Not if God is willing to heal us.
不是说,
but are we willing to be healed?
而是我们愿不愿意得医治? Amen.
Are we willing to yield to His instruction to put ourselves in the right place at the right time to receive healing? God has been doing many good things in this church, amen? Blessing many people. Praise God, God has been blessing the young people in the Chinese group, amen? God has been blessing the young people in the English group, amen? God has been adding, bringing people to our congregation, our assembly. All these things remind us that Jesus is willing. Amen? Jesus is ready to help us. Jesus is inviting us. I believe this message that I'm sharing with you this morning is more than just a good message. I believe it is a prophetic word for our fellowship here.
我相信对着我们, 这个弟兄姊妹来说,
it is a timely message. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, has been revealing Himself as healer, willing to help us.
圣灵已经向我们启示,
and I believe the Lord is asking us a question. Are you willing to receive more? Are you willing to yield to the instruction of the Spirit? Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 5.
王下第五章,
2 Kings chapter 5,
王列王记下第五章,
verses 1 through 14. We're probably familiar with the story here in 2 Kings 5. It's the story of Naaman, the Syrian captain, who received healing.
我相信很多人都很熟悉这一段, 乃曼得医治的记载。
Naaman was a powerful man.
乃曼是一个很有权威的人,
a respected man.
是受人尊敬的人,
an influential man.
也很有影响力的人。
He had both the favor of the people that served him, 服侍他的人喜欢他。 And he also had the favor of the king that he served.
他所服侍的王也喜欢他。
Everyone respected Naaman.
人人都尊敬他。
Let's start in verse 1, chapter 5, verse 1.
我们看王下第五章第一节。
Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria,
亚兰王的元帅乃曼,
was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master,
在他主人面前为尊为大,
because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria.
因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜。
He was a mighty man of valor.
他又是大能的勇士。
He was a good man, a respected man.
他是一个好的人，受尊敬的人。
But the last part of verse 1,
但是第一节末了,
but
说, 但是,
he was a leper.
他长了大麻风。
But he was a leper.
只是他长了大麻风。
In spite of his influence, in spite of his power,
虽然他有权有位有势有影响力,
in spite of his courageous, valiant heart,
虽然他非常的勇敢,
he had a problem.
但是他有一个严重的问题,
he didn't have his health.
就是他没有健康的身体,
he didn't have his strength.
他没有真实的力量,
and it was threatening all the other things that he did have.
那这个问题呢，影响到他所有拥有的其他的事情。
Has anybody ever been in that situation?
在座各位有没有经过这样子的情况？Talented. 你很能干。
Respected.
人也尊敬你。
Influential.
也有影响力。
Everybody likes you.
人人都喜欢你。
You're a skilled person.
你是一个很有才能的人。
Very intelligent person.
你是一个有智慧的人。
But.
但是。
There's a weakness
你身上有一个缺陷,
that is threatening to take away everything that you have.
这个软弱能够影响,
this was the situation that Naaman was in.
这就是乃曼所在的光景。
So Naaman has a need.
所以乃曼就有一个需要。
He recognizes his need.
他也知道他这个需要。
The beginning of every experience of healing, of help from God,
每一个医治的经历的开始呢,
comes with recognizing that you have a need.
都开始于这个人认识到,
until you recognize that there is a weakness,
除非一个人真的承认他有需要,
you are not in a position to get help from God.
他是不可能从神而帮助的,
Amen? We must be humble enough to recognize our need for help.
我们必须谦卑下来, 然后承认我真的需要帮助。
If you want to receive from God, the first thing you have to do, the first step in this path to healing is recognizing your need for help.
你若是要从神得帮助, 最重要的第一步就是你要谦卑下来承认我有一个需要。
So Jesus says, I'm willing to heal.
因为在主来说, 他是愿意帮助的。
I healed all these people of every sickness.
他医治了所有患各样病症的。
I healed all these people of every affliction.
他说我医治了帮助的这一群需要帮助的人。
Bless the Lord, O your soul.
哦,我的心啊, 你要称颂神。
Because he heals all our diseases.
因为他医治我一切的疾病。
God is willing to heal us.
就神而言, 他是愿意医治的。
But if we don't recognize our need,
但是若我们不认识自己有需要,
that stops the healing power of God.
那就阻止了或停下了神医治的那个过程。
Do you have a problem?
你有难处吗?
You can't seem to shake it. You can't seem to get free of it.
你有没有办法从里面得释放?
First question.
第一个问题。
Have you recognized your need for God?
你认不认识你需要神的帮助?
So he's a leper.
所以乃曼呢, 他是得了大麻风。
Naaman has everything but his strength and health.
他有所有的, 就是没有健康和能力。
2 Kings chapter 5, verses 2 and 3.
在第五章第二节和第三节就说到,
Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel.
先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子。
And she worked in the service of Naaman's wife.
这女子呢，就服侍亚曼的妻，
so,
乃曼的妻。
What we have here is there was a little servant girl, a little girl from Israel,
在这里呢, 有一个小女子, 她是从以色列的人来的,
that had been taken captive by the Syrians.
她们是在他们出去打仗的时候, 从以色列国掳进来的,
and she served in Naaman's house.
她被掳之后呢, 就在乃曼的家服侍。
Now this gives you a little bit of insight, this description here, about the relationship between the Syrian people and the land of Israel. These two nations, these two different people, had not always been friendly one with another. In fact, there were battles back and forth between these two people. This little girl had been captured by the Syrians, taken back to Syria, and was serving there as a slave girl.
所以在一次征战中,亚兰人就掳了这个小女子,把她们带回去,成为她们的奴隶。
So this little girl says to her mistress, or to Naaman's wife,
所以在这个被掳的小女子呢,就对她的祖母,就是乃曼的太太,
Would that my lord,
对她说, 说若是巴不得我主人,
were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of leprosy.
他对祖母说, 巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知,必能治好他的大麻风。
This little slave girl,
这个被掳的女子,
she tells her mistress, the wife of Naaman,
她告诉她的祖母就是乃曼的妻,
Oh, I wish that Naaman, my lord,
她说, Oh, 巴不得我的主,
could be back in my homeland in Israel,
能够到我的家乡,
where the prophet Elisha is,
在那里有我们的先知以利沙,
because this mighty prophet could cure him of his leprosy. Now we're going to see the first step, the real first significant step in Naaman's path to healing here.
你看,在乃曼得医治的这个过程中的最重要的第一步是什么?
The first thing that Naaman does that is so right and good,
他是这么好一个人,
that helps him on get down his path to receive healing for his leprosy,
因为他为人好, 所以呢, 这是他得医治的开始,
he recognizes and admits his need,
他的好在哪里? 第一, 他承认他有需要,
but he is willing to take the advice and the help from this little slave girl.
第二呢, 他甚至愿意接受这个卑微的被掳的女子的建议。
How are you at taking advice?
请问在座各位,对于听取别人建议我们的态度是如何?
We sometimes, oftentimes, do well when listening to our superiors, you know, your supervisor at work.
就是我们的,比如说长辈是我们的老板,
your professor at school.
或者在学校我们的教授,我们的老师,
how are we with listening to our peers?
我们是都能听他们的劝告, 但是我们同辈对我们劝告的时候,
people our same age.
跟我们同样年龄的,
people that are relatively in the same position of life as we are. Sometimes we do a good job at that.
像对这些人的劝告,我们都好像都还蛮能接受的,我希望我们都能接受。
But when it comes to listening to people that are younger than us,
但是对于那些比我们年轻的,
maybe that are in a what we would consider an inferior status of life,
或者呢,他们社会地位呢,不如我们的。
Sometimes we don't do so good at listening to those type of people.
很多时候我们是有一点难于接受像这样人给我们的建议。
But see, Naaman has a need. He has a need for healing.
但是因为乃曼他有一个需要得医治的需要。
And this need is bigger than his need to be in control and need for pride.
这个得医治的需要大过他那个需要能够控制事情。
So he has great potential to receive healing for his need.
所以他有很大的潜能能够满足他这个需要得医治。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he is willing to admit his need and receive instruction and counsel from even a child.
因为他认识自己有一个需要,
from even a child.
甚至愿意从一个
Jesus is willing to heal us, but are we willing to be healed?
主耶稣愿意帮助我们,但是我们愿意得帮助吗?
Are you willing to admit your need?
你愿意承认你有一个需要吗?
Are you willing to receive instruction from a child?
你愿意从一个孩子来得帮助吗?
This great captain in the Syrian army was willing.
这位亚兰的大元帅，他可是愿意的。
So there was great heart, hope in his heart of receiving a healing.
所以他就能够因此得到医治。
You know, it says one of the qualifications of an elder in the Church of Jesus Christ.
你知道，在耶稣基督教会的里面的长老有一个重要的原则。
We don't talk about this a lot.
有一个重要的品性是什么？
Is an elder must be easily entreatable.
就是一个年长的是要很容易能够听见别人的意见的。
A man or woman of God that is wise and filled with God's Spirit.
一个神敬畏神的属灵的男人或女人。
Should be easy to go to and ask questions and talk to.
应该是很容易让人来到他们面前与他们交谈，问他们问问题的。
A spirit-filled man or woman.
一个被圣灵所充满引导的男人或女人。
Is even easy to give a little bit of counsel and advice to, amen? How are you at receiving counsel and advice?
那我们呢? 我们对于别人给我们的建议，我们容易吗？ 我们容易接受吗？
I'm going to meddle a little bit, okay? We all have a reputation, don't we?
我们都有名誉，不是吗？
What is your reputation?
你的名誉是什么？
Oh, go talk to them. They're easy to talk to.
人会说, oh, 去跟他们说, 他们很容易讲的。
You have a question? They'll answer it.
你们有什么疑问吗? 他们会回答的。
You have a concern? You can talk to them about it.
你有什么关切的事吗? 你可以跟他们讲。
You have something to contribute or even some advice to give? Are you that kind of person that's easy to go to?
你有什么劝告要告诉他们或建议吗? 他们是容易接纳的吗?
Are you?
那你呢?
Are you?
你呢?
Some of you guys are looking off in another direction right now.
大家不要东张西望。
If we want to, let me put it this way. If we do not have a reputation,
如果我们没有一个这样子的名誉在外面,
if we do not easily receive help from other people,
若我们不容易从别人得帮助,
there's little chance that we will have all of God's Spirit and blessing in our life. We're a body, amen? What part of your body can thrive all by itself? Any fingers in the body of Christ here today? The thumb says to the rest of the fingers, I don't need you. I don't need the hand. I don't need the advice of the arm. You see where this is going? Does your body need the strength and help that comes from the rest of the members of the body? We are not made to do this by ourselves.
神造我们的时候不是叫我们独立生活。
Sooner or later,
迟早,
we will be in the position where we will need to hear what our brothers and sisters have to say. Do you need the healing touch of Jesus in your life? If you're serious, if you are sincere and serious about receiving the blessing of God in your life, you must. You must have a good relationship with the body of Christ. You must have the kind of relationship with the body of Christ that makes it easy for people to come and talk to you. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Is that the truth?
不是吗?
But so often we are isolated. We are insulated. We don't listen to people. We never ask people's advice. Do you want to know one of the major keys? You young men, young people here, you want to know a major key? Wake up, Anthony. You want to know a major key to being successful?
年轻人啊, 你们知道成功的一个重要的秘诀是什么?
Is to go and frequently ask advice. How am I doing? How am I doing? Could I do something better? 问别人说我做得怎么样，我可以再更进步吗？
Amen. 我可以更好吗？
Amen. Do you want the word of the Lord?
你愿意知道主吗？
This is the word of the Lord.
你要主的话吗？ 这是主的话。
I don't know of any man or woman of God that grows and is mature in the faith.
我没有认识任何一个属神的男人或女人。
Who does not regularly ask the input and advice of other godly people.
我不认识任何人，不会，任何一个属灵的成熟人不愿意问别人的意见或劝告。
You show me a stubborn man or woman of God that doesn't want to listen to other people.
你可以告诉我你认识哪一个人你觉得他们是很
And I'll show you somebody that's stuck.
任何人你觉得他很固执，不愿意听人家的建议的，我可以告诉你，他就是卡在那里了。
Do you want to grow?
你要成长吗？
Do you want to grow?
你要成长吗？
Do you want to move forward?
你要往前吗？
Do you want the blessing of God?
你要神的祝福吗？
Do you want all that God has for your life?
你要得着神定义要赐给你的祝福吗？
You have to be an open person.
那你必须敞开你的心。
I know it's easier for some of us than it is others.
我知道敞开自己，有些人容易，有些人不容易。
We're not all the same.
因为我们都是不一样的人。
Are we? For some of us, my wife, she can just talk to anybody.
像我的太太呢，她跟什么人都可以讲话。She'll
meet somebody outside, where at the grocery store.
就在杂货店里，在超市里面，她碰到什么人，她都可以微笑的跟他们讲话。
She's holding their hand, talking to them. They look like old friends. 10 minutes later.
对陌生人，他都可以握着他们手，充满了微笑。10分钟之后，他们好像是好朋友一样。
It's not easy for me like that.
但是对我来说可不是这样。
Some of us have to work a little harder at this.
所以有些人必须要努力一点才能达到把心打开的。
But the Spirit of God says inside us will tell us, say it.
很多时候你有感动的时候，圣灵说你就说吧，你就问吧。
Admit you have a need.
你承认吧，你有一个需要。
The law of the kingdom is asking.
神的国有一个重要的律就是要求。
And that's not just about asking God.
不只是向神求。
It's about asking other people that God has put around us. Amen?
并且向那些神放在你周围的人开口。
Children asking the advice of their fathers and mothers.
小孩要向父母求问，寻求他们的帮助。
Even us fathers and mothers, it serves us well to ask our kids, how are we doing?
很多时候父母也应该问孩子说，爸爸妈妈做得怎么样？
Who knows us better than our kids?
我们的孩子是最了解我们的。
Amen?
Amen.
We need to communicate with one another.
我们需要有双向的沟通的。
We pray and ask God, heal me.
我们祷告说，神啊，你医治我。
God, provide for me.
神啊，供应我的需要。
God, help me.
神啊，帮助我。
Who does that help and healing usually come through?
那这样的医治和帮助通常是如何来到的呢？
Who does that help and healing usually come through?
这些医治和帮助是谁给我们的？
All of you people.
常常是我们的弟兄姊妹。
So a lot of times in asking God,
很多时候我们向神求,
for help,
希望他帮助我们,
usually involves asking others around us for help.
常常我们也需要向我们四周的人开口。
If you are too prideful,
如果我们太骄傲,
to open your mouth and ask for help,
以致我们不能开口寻求帮助,
you're going to get stuck.
那你就常常会卡在那里。
Are you listening this morning?
你们听见我所分享的吗?
God's talking to us this morning.
因为神正在向我们说。
Do you want revival?
你希望复兴来到吗?
Do you want the outpouring of the Holy Spirit?
你希望圣灵的降临吗?
Are you willing to ask?
那你第一要求啊。
So the first step in Naaman's healing,
所以乃曼他得医治的第一步,
he admits his need,
他承认他有需要,
and he receives advice from even a little slave girl, a child.
他也很谦卑，愿意接受，甚至是一个被掳女来的小女孩的建议。
2 Kings 5, chapter 5, verse 9.
第五章第九节说道,
Then Naaman went with his horses and chariots, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house.
于是乃曼呢，带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。
So now he has done more than admit his need.
所以他不仅承认我有需要,
he has done more than listen to the advice of the slave girl.
他不仅接纳了这个被掳来小女子的建议,
he's serious. He wants healing.
他非常认真的，因为他希望得医治。
So what does he do?
所以他又做了什么?
He gets on the back of that horse.
他就跳上了马背。
He rides his horse all the way over to Elisha's house.
一路骑到了伊丽莎的家门口。
He knocks on that door.
他敲伊丽莎家的门。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Sometimes we listen to advice, we admit our need, but we never take that next step of going over where we know we can get help.
很多时候我们承认我有需要，我们也听到别人的建议，但是呢，常常我们不愿意去有行动达到那里。
Sometimes we hear God's Spirit talking to us, we recognize our need, but we never get in our car to come to church.
有的时候我知道我有需要，圣灵也提醒我，感动我到教会，但是我就是不肯上车开到教会。
We recognize our need, but we never get in our car to go to prayer meeting.
我知道我有需要，但是呢，我就不肯上车去祷告聚会。
Do you want healing?
你要得医治吗?
You've got to put yourself in the right place at the right time.
那你必须把自己在对的时间里要放在对的地方。
There were many, many people during the life and ministry of Jesus who saw and heard about his ministry.
当主耶稣在地上服侍众人的时候，很多人看见、听见有关耶稣的事。
But because they never came out of their house,
但是呢，很多人都没有离开过他的家。
Because they never stepped out into the street,
因为他们都没有走上街。
Because they never raised their voice, Jesus!
因为他们都没有扬声呼喊耶稣的名。
They were never healed.
他们就不能得医治。
It's, yes, Jesus is willing.
是的，耶稣是愿意医治。
Are you willing?
但是你愿意得医治吗？
So there he is, Naaman.
所以乃曼呢，他是愿意的。
He drove his horse.
他跳上了马背。
All the way over to Elisha's house.
驾着马车来到了伊丽莎家门口。
He knocked on the door.
他敲他家的门。
He's standing at the door of healing.
他站在那医治者的门口。
He asked for help.
他求帮助。
Did you realize the fact that Naaman was a Syrian?
你知道，因为他是亚兰人。
And Elisha was one of the tribe of the people of God, the children of Israel.
那以利沙是以色列百姓里面的一名。
These two different people groups.
这两个族裔。
Were often at war one with one another.
他们是常常打仗的。
So not only does Naaman have to humble himself to listen to the advice of a child,
所以你知道乃曼不仅要谦卑自己听一个小女子的建议，
he actually humbles himself enough
他甚至要谦卑到一个地步，
to ask for the help of his enemy,
要来要他的敌人帮助他。
Wow.
Wow.
That's a perfect translation. You know those people that we get mad at sometimes.
你知道有些人我们对他们很生气。
Or we go, I don't know if I like that person that much.
你会说哇，我真的不喜欢那个人。
I don't know if I click with that person.
我跟他合不来。
And God, the Holy Spirit is saying, go on.
但是圣灵却催促说去去去。
I want you to go and ask them to pray for you.
我要你去要他们为你祷告。
Go on, I want you to admit your need to that person.
去，我要你向那个人承认你的需要。
And can you see Naaman?
乃曼就说，哦。
I don't know about that.
我想过，我不知道。
I'll listen to this little girl, she works for me.
这我听这个小女子的建议，因为她是我的仆人。
But that guy?
但是那个人。
So he gets on his back of his horse and he goes across the border into enemy territory.
他骑上了马，驾着马车。离开国内的国家的境界，到了敌人的地方。
To ask for help.
要求帮助。
Have you ever, God ever pushed you to ask for help from somebody that you kind of considered, you know, that was, you maybe you were angry at one time?
神有没有感动你，或是把你推到一个地步，你必须向一个你不喜欢的人来要求帮助。
Sometimes this happens to young people.
年轻人可能有这样的经验。
They get mad at their father.
他们会比如说对父亲生气。
They get upset with their mother.
对母亲不高兴。
But a week later,
但是一个礼拜之后呢？
They know that their mom and dad are the right people to go ask for help.
他们知道我现在有个需要，我必须跟妈妈或爸爸去谈一下。
But they're still mad from last week.
但是他们还在为上周的事情生气。
I can't ask them for help.
哦，那我怎么能向他们求帮助啊？
Amen. We got to humble ourselves.
但是我们需要谦卑下来。
how we measure our how yielding we are to the Spirit of God is usually demonstrated by how well we yield to one another.
很容易看出来就是我们是不是彼此顺服。
There is no such thing, now get this, there's no such thing, there's no such person,
没有这样一个人
as someone who says that I am fully yielded to God,
没有一个人能够说哦我向着神是完全顺服
who can't yield to other people,
但是呢却不能顺服别人。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
You're saying, get on with it, David. I'm tired of this point. Let's move on with the message.
你们可能说 David, 你已经讲得很清楚了请讲下一点。
Now, let's see how Elisha responded after Naaman knocked on his door.
我们来看看以利沙在乃门敲门之后的反应是什么。
And Elisha sent a messenger to him.
伊丽莎呢就打发一个使者去。
Elisha didn't come out and talk to the powerful Syrian captain.
所以伊丽莎甚至没有出来与这位大有权威的乃曼见面。
And the messenger says,
那个使者就对乃曼说,
Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times.
你去在约旦河中沐浴七回。
And your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean.
你的肉就必复原而得洁净。
Is God willing to heal Naaman?
神愿不愿意医治乃曼呢?
Yes.
是的,愿意的。
This powerful prophet of God gives Naaman instruction through his messenger, do thus and such, do these things and you'll be totally healed.
所以这位有能力的先知派了他的使者去告诉乃曼做这样的事你就得痊愈。
But this rubs Naaman the wrong way.
但是呢这样的方式呢乃曼是不喜欢的。
This healing process does not appeal to this powerful captain.
这种得洁净的方式对这位有大有能力的元帅是很难接受的。
This is not the way that Naaman thought it was going to happen.
乃曼心里想的得医治的方式不是这样的。
Do you need healing this morning?
在这的各位早晨你需要得医治吗?
Do you?Show me, do you need healing this morning? Any of you all?
你若是需要你可以举手。
A touch from God?
你需要神触摸你吗?
Have you ever had it all figured out how it was going to happen?
你是不是都已经想清楚了我要怎样得医治得帮助?
Have you ever imagined how God would answer your prayer?
你有没有想说神要这样答应我的祷告?
It seems that Naaman had this kind of figured out how this was going to happen.
就像乃曼他有一个想法他要如何得医治。
Look how Naaman, Elisha answers Naaman's request,
以利沙答应了乃曼的要求,
but he does it in an unexpected way.
但是呢他所描述的方式是他没有预期的。
You know where, anger and offenses come from?
你知道吗那个怒气哈觉得被人得罪是从哪里来的?
Anytime we wrestle with getting angry, do you know where that usually comes from?
你知道如果你觉得有个怒气升起你在那里挣扎中你知不知道怒气通常是怎么来的?
A broken expectation.
就是一个期望的破灭。
That's when we get upset.
很多时候我们一个期望的破灭就让我们很沮丧。
I expected one thing and I got another thing.
我期望的是这样但是呢我得到的是那个样。
Isn't that right?
常常就让我们沮丧不是吗
Again, this is another reason why it's so good for us to communicate clearly.
所以呢有良好的沟通不至于有错误的期望是很重要的。
So we have right expectations.
我们要有对的期望。
But God's trying to get to something in Naaman's heart.
但是呢神要做一个特别的事情在乃曼的心里。
Naaman wanted healing his own way.
乃曼有他自己的想法要如何得医治。
He wanted it to come according to his own personal preferences.
他有他自己的喜好关于如何得医治这件事。
Anybody ever felt that way?
你们有没有这种情形?
The evangelist says, yes, God wants to touch you this morning.
今天比如说传道的人说今天神要触摸你。
He says, come down forward and we'll get prayer.
他说邀请大家来到前面来我们为你们祷告。
And on the inside of your mind you say,
所以在我们的心思里就这样反应。
I shouldn't have to go down front to receive from God.
我不需要到前面去得到医治啊。
Anybody want to touch your God? Raise your hand.
神要神医治或神的触摸的举起你的手。
And inside your head, that little voice says, I shouldn't have to raise my hand.
在你的心里肯定想说，我为什么要举手？
I shouldn't have to go forward. I shouldn't have to do this. I shouldn't have to do that.
我为什么？
I should be able to receive all that God has for me right here without doing anything.
我为什么要到前面去？我为什么要举手？我为什么要听到话？我为什么不能坐在这里就让神医治我呢？
Amen.
阿门吗？
I remember I was at one time, me and LaCrisha had just got engaged.
我记得我跟我妻子刚订婚的时候。
I've told this story to our English group many times.
这个故事我们英文组常听的。
And I was on the very front row at church.
我记得那时候我是坐在教会的第一排。
And God's, I was just praying.
我正在祷告。
And I was saying, God, I just want to give you my whole heart, worship you with everything I am.
我说神啊，我要我的全心全人在这里敬拜你。
You know what the Lord said?
你知道主说什么？
The Lord said, dance.
主说起来跳舞。
Dance.
跳舞。
Dance and spin around.
我说跳起来旋转跳舞。
On the front row.
在第一排。
Nobody else was dancing.
没有别人在跳舞啊。
And I started arguing with God.
我就开始跟神争执。
Why? I don't have to dance to give you my whole heart.
神啊，我说我把我的全人全心献给你，但是不代表我要需要跳舞啊。
I started having this long conversation with the Lord, going back and forth, back and forth.
我们就有一个很长的讨论。
And God said, "Do it."
神就说。就是 dance, 就做吧。
Oh, I was dying inside. You ever felt that way?
Like, 我觉得我快死了，听到他这样的要求。
That was my pride dying. It was screaming.
啊！我的自尊，我的骄傲在里面呼喊。
So I closed my eyes.
我就闭着我的眼睛。
And I said, "Here goes nothing."
我说神啊。
And I just danced, was spinning around with all my heart.
我就用全心全力在那里跳舞。旋转。
Just about 30 seconds later, not very long later.
差不多30秒左右哦，没有很久。
I kind of opened one eye.
我开了一只眼睛看看。
To peek over my shoulder and see what was going on.
偷偷看四周怎么样。
The whole church was dancing.
整个教会都在跳舞。
No kidding. Everybody was dancing and celebrating.
每一个人都站起来在灵里跳舞。
I said, "Okay, God."
我说好，神。
I'm sorry.
抱歉，对不起。
You know best.
你知道，你最知道该怎么做。
Amen.
阿门吗
？So often we want God's touch.
很多时候我们要神触摸我们。
But we're so stubborn.
但是我们很固执。
We want it our way.
我们要按照我们的方式让他来。
The way we expected it to look.
我们要照着我们所期望的来经历。
I want the work of the Holy Spirit.
是的，我要圣灵。
But do I really have to praise and get all carried away like that?
但是我需要这样子，好像有点疯狂吗？
Look how Naaman responds.
你看乃蛮听到伊丽莎的指示之后怎么反应？
2 Kings 5 verse 11.
第五章十一节说到。
But Naaman became upset. Is that what it says?
No.
Agitated. Is that what he says?Naaman became furious.
乃曼却发怒。
He was so mad.
他很生气。
This was not the way that he expected it to be.
这不是照我所预期的。
Have you ever come to God to receive a touch, to receive healing?
你有没有说来到神面前说，你触摸我，你医治我？
And it didn't happen the way you expected it to.
但是神没有照你所预期的来成就的时候。
And you got furious.
你就生气了。
You got upset.
我们就沮丧了。
You went on strike.
然后我们就罢工了。
I'm not going back to that church.
我再也不回到那个教会。
I'm not going to go to that prayer meeting.
我再也不去祷告聚会。
You know, you're just mad.
我就是生气了。
Throw a fit mad.
我非常的愤怒。
Oh, we don't do that because we're adults, right?
你会说，哦，我们都是成人了。
Really?
我们这样。
Anybody ever get mad?
没有人，有没有
？When it doesn't work out the way you thought it was going to,
因为事情没有照你所希望的成就，你就生气了，有没有
？But Naaman became furious and went away and said.
所以他就发怒走了，说。
Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me.
我想啊，那个以利沙一定要出来见我的。
This is how Naaman imagined it would be.
这是他所预期的一个情况。
He will stand and call on the name of the Lord his God.
然后呢，他就会站着来求告他的神耶和华。
And he will wave his hand over the place.
然后在我生病的地方呢，摇手。
And heal the leprosy.
治好我的大麻风。
So he's upset. Elisha didn't do what he thought he was going to do. And then verse 12. Are not Anana and the Phapar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash clean in them and wash in them and be clean? And so he turned away and was in a rage. So there were two things here he was upset about. Elisha just gave him instructions through his messenger. He didn't come out himself. Remember, Naaman is a very important man. And this poked at his pride, the fact that a prophet wouldn't come out. But still, Elisha gave him clear instruction that he could have healing if he just did followed certain instructions. So he doesn't like the fact that Elisha didn't come out. But then he doesn't like the advice of Elisha either. There were these gorgeous, strong, mighty rivers in Damascus. Beautiful rivers you could bathe in. And Elisha asks him to go to the muddy Jordan and get dipped 7 times. It was foolishness to him. And again, this poked at Naaman's pride. So he's mad, he's furious, he turns around and leaves in a rage. Verse 13. And his servant, a little child servant, gave him advice, and he followed that.
记得吗? 前面那个小女子, 那个侍女给他建议,
he admitted that he had a need.
因为他让他们知道, 也承认自己有需要,
he got on his horse and rode over to Elisha's house.
对,他接纳那个小女子的建议, 来到伊丽莎的家门口。
And so he's knocking on the door of healing, standing at the door of healing.
他站在那个得医治的门前,
he's almost there.
他已经几乎是要到了,得医治了。
And suddenly the prophet does something that he didn't expect and suddenly gets stuck.
但是呢,因为这位先知所安排的是他不喜欢的, 所以他又卡住了。
His pride, his bitterness, his broken expectations.
他的骄傲, 他的苦读, 他的那个破碎的期望,
paralyzed Naaman.
使这个人瘫痪了, 不能往前。
And he's halfway home.
那他转身离开,半路上,
and got stuck. It's not so much how you start, it's how you finish.
Amen.
A lot of us have powerful experiences in the beginning of our Christian walk. We received help and advice from other people around us. But somewhere down the road to growing and becoming all that God wants us to be, we get stuck. Because things didn't turn out the way we expected them to. Because we got angry. Because we don't like the strategy of God. We don't like the muddy Jordan. We like the beautiful rivers of Damascus better. You ever been stuck? Halfway to a miracle, you got stuck. What is Naaman going to do?
那你要怎么办?
So now another servant, now somebody else beneath his rank and status is going to give him more advice.
在这里, 他的仆人, 又是一个低于他的,
do you see the theme here? If we want to walk and grow and move forward in God, if we want all that God has for us, it all starts with admitting our own need for healing, amen? It starts with a humble heart that's willing to listen to the advice of a child. And the same way it starts is the same way it's finished. And so for us to continue and realize all that God has for us, we must continue to receive the advice of servants, of anybody that God would put in our path and God wants to use. This is the whole reason why the Jews during the life and ministry of Jesus missed their opportunity. They expected a military commander, and they got a carpenter's son. They expected a powerful man in a palace. And they had to go to a manger.
To find a tiny baby.
Amen? This is the way God does it. So what's Naaman going to do with the advice of the servant? So his servant spoke to him and said, my father,
oh, 我父啊,
what a wise servant. He shows respect and honor to his master. Amen?
他向他的主人显出何等的尊敬。
You know, this is the scripture is even plain about this in the New Testament, how a young man is to appeal to an older man as a father.
在这里他好像一个幼年的人向年长的说, oh, 我父啊。
He says, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, something elaborate, something very sophisticated and complicated, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? He's saying, father, what's the problem? It's an easy thing, he asks.
说父啊,
it's an easy thing that God asks. Most of the acts of humility that God asks of us are pretty easy. Raise your hand and admit your need for Jesus.
你若有需要,
bow your knee and yield to Jesus.
或者是跪在主的面前,
come forward and ask for help. Amen?
Amen?
The third and final step in Naaman's healing involves being willing to bow a little lower.
所以乃曼能够得医治的最后一步就是他愿意谦卑下来。
Would he follow this advice?
他就接纳了他仆人的建议。
To humble himself to listen to one more time to the advice of another servant.
听他仆人的建议。
And to be totally willing to do something different than he expected.
而愿意去做一个与他所预期完全不一样的事情。
Do you have it all figured out how it's going to work out?
我们都已经想通了吗? 我们人生每一件事应该怎么样进行?
And then all of a sudden it begins to turn out differently.
但是很多时候我们会遇到超过我们期望的状况。
Yield to the Lord.
仍然要谦卑下来顺服主。
2 Kings 5:14.
5:14节说到,
so he went down.
乃曼就下去。
He went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan. According to the saying of the man of God, do you notice this path to healing? Where is it taking him?
是把他带到哪里去？
Down.
一直往下。
Humble yourself just a little bit more.
再谦卑一点。
Are you willing to go down to get what God has for you?
我们愿意谦卑下来得着什么？
Are you willing to humble yourself and bow your knee to get all that God has for you?
你愿意谦卑你自己下来跪在主的面前得着神所要给你的吗？
Then there's this dipping in the seven times in the Jordan.
然后他就到约旦河里沐浴了七回。
Every time he was dipped in the water,
每一次他沐浴一次，
he disappeared. You couldn't see him.
他每一次进到河中你就看不见他。
Amen?
阿们吗？
His healing was found by going under.
他的医得医治在于他肯谦卑下来。
By becoming hidden under the water.
愿意在河中隐藏自己，不
为人所见。By an act of humility of going down under the water.
在那个愿意下到河中，一直谦卑下去。
So often there's way too much of us sticking out, amen?
我们很多的难处就是我们这个人一直要显扬。
We're in the middle of everything.
我们在每一件事上都有这个我的存在。
Are you willing to be hidden?
你愿意被隐藏不被人看见吗？
Amen? Not so out there.
不要在外面显扬自己。
God wants to bring healing.
神要医治我们。
But so often,That pride in our life is the biggest obstacle to that healing.
但是很多时候，我们的这个骄傲是我们得医治的一个拦阻。
He goes down one time.
所以他下到河里沐浴了一次。
Oh, that's probably good enough.
他想，这样应该不错了吧。
A second time.
再一次。
A third time.
第三次。
A little deeper every time.
每一次就更深。
Hidden a fourth time underneath the water.
第四次。
A fifth time.
第五次。
Oh, really? Five's got to be enough, isn't it?
他想说五次该够了吧?
Sixth time.
六次。
Seventh time.
第七次。
That number seven represents completeness.
代表完全。
A complete bearing, a complete hiddenness, a complete humility.
要他完全的降卑，完全的隐藏。
A complete surrendering to everything God's asking of us.
完全的降服于神的带领。阿们吗？
Amen?
Amen.
Are you willing?
你愿意吗?
Jesus is willing to heal us.
耶稣是愿意医治我们的。
But are you willing?
但是你愿意得医治吗?
He dips seven times. He becomes hidden seven times.
乃曼下到河中七次。
He surrenders seven times.
七次把自己降服于神。
He's totally willing to do whatever God asks him to do.
他完全愿意。做神要他做的事。
Boom! That's where the healing is found.
Boom! 他就得医治了。
And you know what? When he came up,
你知道当他第七次从水里上来，
it says that his skin was brand new, like the skin of a little baby.
讲到说他的肉完全复原，就好像一个婴孩的肉一样。
You know what this reminds us of? That when God heals,
你知道吗？当神医治的时候，
He gives us more than we ask for.
他给我们的是超过我们所求的。
Naaman just wanted his old skin clean.
乃曼说只要我的旧的皮肤得医治就好了。
But Jesus gave him brand new skin.
但是主耶稣给他一个全新的皮肤。
A brand new life.
一个全新的生命。
A brand new chance.
一个完全新的机会。
A brand new start.
一个崭新的开始。阿们吗？
Tender skin like a baby.
那个皮肤柔软像一个出生的婴孩一样。
Amen. Everything was washed away in that dirty Jordan River.
在那个泥泞的河中，所有的都得洁净了。
Jesus is willing. Are you willing to heal?
耶稣是愿意的，但是你愿意得医治吗？
Amen.
阿门吗？ Amen.
Well, we want to pray.
我们要愿意为大家祷告。
We've got a few minutes here and we want to pray.
我们还有一些时间，我们愿意为大家祷告。
If you are dealing with a physical sickness,
若是你身上有疾病，
we want you to be willing to come forward.
我们邀请你愿意来到前面。
We want you to be willing to admit your need.
我们要你能够承认你有需要。
And we want you to be willing to let other people pray for you.
然后你愿意让别人为你祷告。
Are you willing to do that?
你愿意做。
Come down forward. Come down forward if you're willing to do that.
请你到前面来。
If you have a physical sickness, we want to pray for you.
你身体上有疾病的，我们愿意为你祷告。
Maybe you're discouraged, you're depressed.
或者呢，你被你很沮丧，你失望了。
Jesus wants to heal you.
耶稣也要医治你的心。
Maybe you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ.
也许你过去从来没有相信过神。
You want to be born again.
但是你希望今天能够重生。
Brand new, like a little baby.
像一个崭新的孩子。
You too must be willing to come forward and receive the prayers of the saints.
你一样也可以到前面来接受众圣徒为你的祈祷。
Evan, come on up here and play your guitar a little bit.You guys that want prayer, you just start moving forward. Just line up in a straight line right up front. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Don't let your pride get in the way this morning.
不要让你的骄傲拦阻了你得医治。
Don't let your expectation, how it should be or could be, get in the way this morning.
不要让你的期望拦阻了你来到神面前。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you have some physical problems you're dealing with,
你若是身体上有难处
，old legs that don't quite work quite right， you know， hands that don't quite do what you'd like them to do， we want to pray for God's healing power to touch you。Jesus is willing。
没有以前的便利了，你要祷，我们就要为你祷告，让神医治的能力临到你。
Sing a little louder。Oh, we love you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Jesus, we're going to wait just a little bit longer.
Oh, we love you, God.
Worthy. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Worthy.
We need you.
Oh, God.God's dealing with some people. I'm going to wait a little longer. Anything. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too small that God can't heal. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, you need your family healed? Come on up here.
没有什么事情是太微小神不能帮助的。你可以为着你的家人。神还在等待。
Amen. Alright, what I'd like is for some of the other congregation here that would like to, that is ready to pray with some of the